Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Sanders. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marvin Lane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. 1 out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeter. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. 1 out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ellis catches it and throws to second to double up Sanders. 2 outs. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Liss moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liss scores. Duffy moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Hermoso moves to third. Jeter moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermoso scores. Jeter scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes, who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeter takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeter. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Jeter steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gamble is walked intentionally. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeter scores. Gamble moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Gamble scores. Hendrick moves to third. Spikes moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis is walked intentionally. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lane strikes out. 1 out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Bill Slayback now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Liss is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Remy Hermoso. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sutherland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball towards left. Jeter settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jeter. Sutherland moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peterson. Sutherland scores. Frien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Bill Gogolowski now pitching. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jeter. Roberts reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses now catching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Roberts fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Roberts. Gamble moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Lane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gamble tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Lane fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lane. Spikes moves to third. Rusty Torres pinch runs for Charlie Spikes. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres scores. It's 10-5, Indians. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Liss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. Ellis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Verizer out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gogolewski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Cash now playing third base. Jim Ray now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cash fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Nettles pinch hits for Jerry Moses. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Sanders hits a pop-up towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Marvin Lane. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Cash moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Lamont now catching. Ben Ogilvie now playing left field. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball four. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. Torres moves to third. It's 11-6, Indians. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Torres tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-6, Indians. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Liss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.